Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly all in green today, with the exception of wheat, especially KC wheat. But the bean market's being strong, and of course, the fact that there's no set agreement yet for the truckers' strike down in Brazil continues to support the market because it gives the shorts reason to cover, and the funds are heavily short. In the meantime, it also is feeding into the seasonal, where beans tend to lift more years than not from about the 23rd, 24th of February into the 3rd of March. So that, too, is helping the cause. And then on top of all of that, there is rain in the forecast for central and southern Brazil. Even northern Brazil is forecast to catch some lighter showers. But the central and southern parts are very wet. And, of course, that's slowing up some of this planting for the Safrinha corn crop. And that adds concern because if it gets too late, they may not get that in. But also it is a concern about for the beans because that strike, the trucker strike, along with all that moisture is just holding up these beans from getting to port on time. And also if they catch too much rain here, it can also slow port loadings anyway. So lots of little things kind of going on, all gelling together to help put some support under these bean prices, just giving another chance for farmers to possibly get some nicer prices locked in on their cash beans, and especially even possibly for new crop. We may just not be totally there yet. The corn market, however, is on the flip side of that. So these guys on the floor, they spread everything. They buy beans and they sell corn. When they're going to get rid of their beans, they'll turn around and buy the corn and sell the beans. They just spread everything. So you may be getting some of that, but today even the corn market's coming back. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.